Well, hello. This afternoon on that wonderful thing called Facebook, I saw a painting that one of our local artists, Kate Jennings, has done. And I've got Kate on the phone because I was so moved by the picture that normally when you look at pictures, you look at the lighting and the composition or photographs. But this one really spoke in terms of what it was doing. So I called Kate and said, right, can we have a quick chat about it? And here she is. So my first question is, well, hello, first of all. And
hello.
Hello. So why did you do it? Why did you paint that one?
Well, as a portrait artist, I am constantly looking for subjects to portray them in their natural state, and either by themselves or in a group setting or whatever. And RSM have been on my radar for some time, mainly because of the age group that socialises at RSM, because it fascinates me how the older generation socialise with each other and sort of come together to support each other. And that's basically what I want, the essence of what I wanted to portray in the painting, the support that they have for one another, and just being there and being able to socialise and gossip and chatter and just pass the time talking about life in general. And also, they're in my village that I grew up in, Rotherfield, and it's just something that I associate with my hometown, if you like. So yeah. That's basically why I wanted to do it.
Yeah. No, I agree there. I did my second bit of volunteering for RSM last weekend and took a lady up to the school fete in Rotherfield. And on the way back, I was just talking to her and sort of saying about Rotherfield St Martin and what it meant to her. And her words were sort of etched onto my brain after that, because she said, you know, I don't know what I'd do without them. So I think you're absolutely right. It's that socialisation, but, you know, this aspect of loneliness. But I thought, I felt that you captured that, though, in the painting, because there's almost like a... There was a sort of like, with the light, there was almost that sort of a real sort of heat in the middle in terms of that discussion. And yeah. I thought that was really cool. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, the reason, the reason why that is, I mean, I used a palette knife for the majority of the painting. When I started it off, the ladies were actually sitting in front of me and I was listening to their conversations, sometimes taking part in their conversations. And it was such a lovely feeling to sort of almost be drawn into this little scene. But I didn't want it to be looking static because they're sitting around a table. No. And so I picked up the palette knife in the studio and I just literally covered it with paint with the palette knife. And that gave it a little bit more, it made it look more active. Like they were really, you know, getting into their conversation. Mm. I think I've achieved what I wanted to with it.
Yeah, no, that's cool. Where you're sort of like choosing the media to sort of do that representation. So where did you get into all this then, Kate? Because I think I know, but I think, you know, everyone else in terms of knowing what your sort of story was.
Yeah, well, I've been doing portraits mainly of animals, actually, for about 26 years. I started when I was 15, I only really started doing people about 10 years ago. I love drawing and painting both, but I come from a very artistic family. My grandfather was a graphic designer. He had his own business in London and did work for the top companies and record labels and things there, and that filtered down through the family. My mother was a florist, so I've kind of got it in the blood, really. I couldn't escape it. I was a property lawyer for a few years, and the art pulled me back. And since my second daughter was born 6 years ago, I went into it full time, and it gives me the opportunity to actually observe things, observe people and animals, and really express what I see in my own way, which, you know, is a lovely thing to be able to do.
Yeah, it's you've got a lovely voice, I think, in terms of that art voice. It's lovely. So where can people see this? Where are you displaying it?
Well, this particular painting will be on display in the Crowborough Community Centre from the 23rd of July. It will be there until the end of August, along with lots of other paintings as well. The exhibition is called The Soul of Life, and there'll be a mixture of people and animals as well. So this will be in prime place in the Crowborough Community Centre, down in the cafe area.
Okay. Well, thanks very much, Kate. Thanks for the painting. I think it really lives, and as you say, it's a lovely village, and I think you've captured it lovely, so thanks a lot.
That's no problem. Thank you.